Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. I will be your host today, Michael, and I appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show. If you would like to call in, you can do so by calling this number, 516-418-5997. Again, the call number is 516-418-5997. All right, we have some callers already ahead of you, but let's get to the calls. 631, you're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. I was just wondering what you thought of my love life.
Somebody coming into your life about 2 months down the road, so that's probably about November, late October.
Do you know how or what he's about or anything?
I'm not picking up that information. I don't feel like it's somebody you know. I think it's going to be somebody new. I do get that. All right.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
No, hold on. All right. 860, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, this is, my name's Amla, and I was wondering, do you see me getting back together with this guy named Aaron? Really felt a strong connection with him.
Right. Yeah, I feel like he's going to come back, but it looks like it's going to be a while. But, I mean, he does care for you and things like that. But, you know, like I said, he's coming back into your life probably about October.
By October?
Yes.
Okay. Is there somebody else coming in, though? Or is he the one?
I feel like he's the one that you've been waiting for. Yeah. You know, when I think of him, I get really good vibrations from him. So he's going to really help you spiritually. So, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Okay, bye. You too.
All right, bye-bye. 509, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's Holly from Washington.
Hi, Holly.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
I'm good. How can I help?
If you just, a new man, and then, like, do you see what nationality he'll be? The weird one, huh?
I don't see that. I don't know.
Do you see when one's coming?
Excuse me?
Do you see when a new man is coming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like he's like a business guy, because when I tap, when I'm tapping into it, I see briefcases and things like that, which would, you know, be like an office setting thing. So.
All righty. Thank you.
Right.
Nice to hear you.
Nice talking to you, too. All right. Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Call back sometime.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and give you my website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. Again, that's www.insightswithmichael.net. All right. Take some more calls. Let's go with 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello.
How can I help?
Hi, thank you. Hi, thank you for taking my call. My birthday is on Monday, and I just wanted to hear what you see for me for love life and moving. I was trying to start a relationship with someone named Mark recently. He lives in Florida. I live in New York,
right.
But we kept fighting. I don't know if we'll talk again. I don't know if you see anything with that or anything.
Okay. I hate to say this, but I don't see this guy, you know, connecting with you anymore. But, you know, I do feel like that somebody else is coming in. Later part of the year, probably around December. But I do feel
mm-hmm.
I do feel like it will be a good connection for both of you. So,
mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a soulmate out there for us. We just have to be patient until it shows up. So, all right.
Yes. Do you see anything about me moving?
Yeah, I'm not sure on when, but I do see you moving.
Okay.
But I don't have a time on that. All right. You have a good evening. I appreciate you calling. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. 504, you're on air with me. Hold on. Hello.
Hi. My name's Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Debbie. I'm good.
Hi. Good. I was wondering if you could see anything with my work. Like, I work with kind of a manager that I don't trust. And, you know, her name starts with an H. I don't know if that matters. But if you see anything, I would appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm seeing, like, boxes packing. So.
Wow.
That might mean that you're going to another job or something like that. Because my spirit guide is funny sometimes, and he has boxes and packing them and stuff like that. So.
Huh. Okay. You don't see me getting fired, do you?
No. It would be your choice.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You don't see a time period?
No, I don't have a time on that. I'm trying, but I just can't see that.
Okay. Well, great.
I've been looking.
I either want her to go or me to go. And
I just think that, you know, this is going to work out for you. Be a better situation. than what you're in now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you just have to be patient and trust Spirit to open this job up for you. So, but I don't see you,
awesome,
like out of a job for very long. So, all right?
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank
Bye.
You.
704, you are on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. My name is Benita. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, thanks. I'm dating a guy named Ron, and we've been dating for a few years. But it's starting to get a little weird. Like, he only texts, and I'm just trying to see whether I should stay or whether I should go.
I would say go.
Okay.
Sorry to tell you that, but that's what I'm picking up. It's just time for you to, you really need to focus on yourself for a little bit and, you know, work on yourself. But I do see, you know, down the line another relationship for you, which will be long term. So.
Okay. Any ideas on how I can end it?
Excuse me?
Any ideas on how I can end it? Because he keeps sending me these texts saying, you know, please stay with me.
Yeah. I would just, you know, not having much more contact with him.
Okay.
Yeah, because I get a really bad feeling about him. So, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. Appreciate you talking to me. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. 229, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi. I just want to ask you a question about my daughter.
Okay.
She had been diagnosed with cancer, but they keep running tests, and they're saying that it's not cancerous, it's like lupus, and then they say it's cancer, and then the last result, she got to do a bone marrow and all of that. But I just want to know what you see in that. Do she need to change doctors or anything?
Okay. Yeah, she definitely needs to change doctors. I would look for a specialist, you know, somebody that this is all they work on. But you know, I would find that person, and you know, I feel like she's going to be okay. I don't see any major problems. But you know, just you know, medical people talk over your head sometimes, and you don't know what's going on. So yeah, you know, but you know how it is, and does that help or?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, like she just, you know, we had, you know, kept our distance from each other, but she's back into my life, and she was like, you know, she gonna want to stay in my life and want to be the daughter that she's, you know, want to be. Do you see us having a real good relationship, and is she for real about it?
Yeah, I do see you guys having a relationship. It's gonna take a little bit of time and work, but you know, in the long run, it's gonna pay off. Where she's in your life, you just need to be able to forgive and forget, and she needs to do the same thing, and that will work that way. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Michael, do you see me get my disability soon? I've been turned down once, but I do have an attorney. They said I was approved, but it was saying something about medical and non-medical. So do you see me receiving my disability? And if so, how long?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have to resubmit again. I mean, the reason I understand this is because I did it. And, you know, the first one, they always deny the first time you go.
Right.
It might take a little bit of time, but just hang in there, okay?
Yeah, because this is my second submit. You know, my attorney did it.
Oh, okay.
My attorney, this is my second term, so.
I feel like you're going to get it. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I mean, I would say first part of next year.
next year. Jesus.
All right. January.
January.
I could be off on the timing, so.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
all right. That's a long time. Okay, I just don't know what I'm going to do about finances, paying all my bills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but like I said, I mean, that timeline could change. I mean, things are subject to change.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm picking up now. It doesn't mean that if you call tomorrow, it would be the same. You know.
Right.
So. All right.
Okay.
You need to take care of yourself. Are you eating? Because I keep seeing somebody not eating.
Yeah, I'm eating, but I need to lose weight. I'm not eating. I eat too much sugar. I need to lose weight. And I've been in the hospital and I had some issues with my blood pressure. But it wasn't my fault with the issue with the blood pressure. But the doctor had put me on too many blood pressure medication. And they finally took them off, but I feel fine. I just got to change my diet and get some weight off of me.
Yeah,
because I'm scheduled
to
see a scheduled to go see a polyologist. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. No problem. You have a good night. I'll talk to you again soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We have open lines. You can call it 516-418-5997. Again, the call-in number is 516-418-5997. So, all right, we're going to talk a little bit and just let Spirit move in here and actually start talking to me and, you know, use me as a vessel. They always do. One thing that I was thinking about before the show was how much I care about you people. And, you know, it's just amazing how Spirit can bring you things around. And you know, you think I'm done with people. Am I going to do, you know, have anything to do with them anymore? But that's not the way I feel. But, you know, I really appreciate you guys. And I want you to know that. You know, I just don't think, you know, what I try to do is help you change your life so you can change the lives of other people. And that's what it's all about, just touching lives and moving into a spirit, working into our lives more and more. So, all right. I think that we are done for tonight. We will have a show tomorrow at 10 p.m. tomorrow, same time as this show was. And we'll be talking to you then. Have a good night. And I appreciate you guys so much. And just be good to yourselves. All right. Bye-bye.